page 379 to 380. At first her path ran far through peopled tracks, admitted to the lion eye of states and theaters of the loud act of man. Her carven chariot with its fretted wheels threaded through clamorous marts and sentinel towers, past figured gates and high, dream-sculptured fronts, and gardens hung in the sapphire of the skies, pillared assembly halls with armored guards, small fanes where one calm image watched man's life, and temples hewn as if by exiled gods to imitate their lost eternity. Often from gilded dusk to argent dawn, where jewel lamps flickered on frescoed walls, and the stone lattice stared at moonlit boughs, half conscious of the tardy listening night, dimly she glided between banks of sleep, at rest in the slumbering palaces of kings. Hamlet and village saw the fate wane pass, homes of a life bent to the soil it plows, for sustenance of its short and passing days, that, transient, keep their old repeated course, unchanging in the circle of a sky which alters not above our mortal toil. Away from this thinking creature's burdened hours, to free and griefless spaces now she turned, not yet perturbed by human joys and fears. Here was the childhood of primeval earth, here timeless musings, large and glad and still, men had forborne as yet to fill with cares. Imperial acres of the eternal sower, and wind-stirred grasslands winking in the sun, or mid green musing of woods and rough-browed hills, in the grove's murmurous bee-air humming wild, or past the long lapsing voice of silver floods, like a swift hope journeying amid its dreams, hastened the chariot of the golden bride. Out of the world's immense unhuman past, tracked memories and ageless remnants came, domains of light in fief to antique calm, listened to the unaccustomed sound of hooves, and large immune entangled silences absorbed her into emerald secrecy, and slow hushed wizard nets of fiery bloom environed with their colored snare her wheels. The strong, importunate feet of time fell soft along these lonely ways, his titan pace forgotten, and his stark and ruinous rounds. The inner ear that listens to solitude, leaning self-wrapped unboundedly, could hear the rhythm of the intenser wordless thought that gathers in the silence behind life, and the low, sweet, inarticulate voice of earth in the great passion of her sun-kissed trance ascended with its yearning undertone. Afar from the brute noise of clamorous needs, the quieted, all-seeking mind could feel, at rest from its blind outwardness of will, the unwearied clasp of her mute, patient love, and know for a soul the mother of our forms, this spirit stumbling in the fields of sense, this creature bruised in the mortar of the days, could find in her broad spaces of release. Not yet was a world all occupied by care. The bosom of our mother kept for us still her austere regions and her musing depths, her impersonal reaches lonely and inspired, and the mightinesses of her rapture haunts.